welcome, welcome. You know, a couple of things on that conspiracy. That conspiracy in particular, you know, that clip. It's actually a series of clips. But may I encourage you to read, if you haven't already, the New York Times article from 2007, Timeline of the CIA's Family Jewels. And where that leaves off, or kind of misdirects you, I should say, at the end, and it's a short read. It's provocative, I would say. So, Timeline of the CIA's Family Jewels, New York Times, 2007, June 26 specifically. And from there, and man, that's a laundry list of folks: CIA, Dick Cheney, Rummy, G.H.W. Bush, Gerald Ford, Kissinger, Schlesinger, Lawrence Silberman, Nelson Rockefeller, Richard Helms, Nixon, Colby, et al. It's quite a laundry list. So from the Timeline of the CIA's Family Jewels article, where that leaves off or misdirects at the end, that Bush quote, which is a sort of non – it's almost non-sequitur. It's so misleading. Jump over to the CIA Influence on Public Opinion, the Wikipedia entry titled CIA Influence on Public Opinion. And as whitewashed and sanitized a version as that is, just kind of compare and contrast. And, you know, maybe we'll come back to this, but specifically the section titled CIA Response is interesting. And if you can read between the lines a little bit, you know, again, it's provocative. So on that note, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab William in Montana. William, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, William.
I'm always indebted to the last caller. I mean, he always opens my mind to, you know, things that I've never heard of or things that I have forgotten, and I always feel enriched.
Me too. You know,
by his information.
Me too, and hopefully, I mean, by the variety of citations, I mean, he's mentioned certain things more than once, and hopefully it sticks over time, and we actually do go investigate and find out. So I feel the same way, and Dave is extremely well-read, obviously. It's very valuable.
You know, I wanted to say, you know, answer a few questions that you brought up. One, or, you know, give my contribution to the answer. Who is paying for this army of censors? We, you know, the collective users are. And should we fight the censorship? Of course, with all the other tools available to us, you know, and each of us have different tools, so we have to bring that to bear. What is the actual primary purpose of active shooter drills? It's to reinforce that danger is everywhere. And it's also to reinforce the idea that we can't defend ourselves. You know, only a call to our local police and sheriff's departments can save us. Who will be there, you know, in under 10 minutes sometimes? You know, how long do these active shooter attacks, how long do they last? You know,
right?
You know, well, it's not going to help.
Exactly. According to the official narrative, this one lasted about 7 minutes. But, you know, again, you know, I've mentioned it before, the numerous Secret Service and Department of Education studies they've conducted, several studies particularly about the last 15 years on school-based violence and mass casualty events. They've done a number of reports, and according to the study that I mentioned most recently, the May 2008 study, or it was published in May 2008, titled Prior Knowledge of Potential School-Based Violence, information students learn may prevent a targeted attack, from page 3, number 7 of their 10 key findings, despite prompt law enforcement responses, most shooting incidents were stopped by means other than law enforcement interventions.
Right.
So that's a provocative realization for anyone listening.
And I think it's important for us, you know, to, you know, as we feel our resources are being pulled from us, we really need to check out, you know, where Google came from, you know, like who runs it, its growth, its beginnings. And we need to check out where Facebook came from. That's easy. I'll give you a hint. It didn't come from, you know, the so-called coding genius, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And we need to check out where Wikipedia came from, the so-called People's Encyclopedia, and check out how it's changed and changed radically in the last few years, you know, actually in the last few months. You know, that we need to understand, you know, who this, you know, opposition is. And then it won't be such a, you know, question on why are they doing this. You know, they it was from the very beginning they intended to do this. And you know, what I like about Dave's comments is, you know, the answer to this question of how long have the shadows on our cave's wall been controlled? You know, controlled opposition has been going on for a very long time.
Plato's Republic.
Right, and long, long before the Internet appeared, you know, books, authors, large swaths of history were being disappeared, and disappeared very, very quickly and very thoroughly. And, you know, I think that, you know, where, you know, I was just amazed. I slapped my head and I said, where else on even alternative radio would you ever hear something about the Fabian Socialist?
Yeah,
you know, or even the name mentioned.
Oh yeah,
and, you know, and it's so important to understand this. You know, to understand that, you know, very few would believe that the British had more spies in D.C., Washington D.C. during World War II, than they had in Berlin.
Well, that's, you know, the the CIA. You know, who was London's man in Washington? Jeanette Conant's book, The Irregulars, is a fantastic read on that subject.
Very good. You know, and I think, you know, when you ask this very important question is, you know, what happens, what is happening to our history? What happens when it's disappeared or suppressed? And, you know, I like to remind everybody that the history on our bookshelves won't go away. And the history in our informed noggins, you know, won't go away. And the history in our downloaded you know, collection of DVDs that many of us have to make for ourselves won't go away. And so, you know, it's interesting that, you know, many times when censorship gets really, comes down heavy, it also becomes the best catalyst for innovation and opposition.
Yeah.
You know, the usually if you read history, you see that, you know, when suppression, you know, increases, it elicits the most effective opposition. You know, when, you know, like when exits are, you know, like plugged, you know, this reactive pressure builds. And sometimes, you know, you can't even raise an opposition until the pressure, the censorship, the suppression comes down heavy. Then recruiting that opposition becomes a little bit easier. And, you know, if you go and take away a group's ability to survive, you know, what do? They find alternatives to their support. And I think that this is like, I think we're really turning a corner. I sense it on this program and in other places where people are starting to see the obvious. And they're starting to understand that this is a battle to the death. It's not just like a difference in political opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going for our throats.
A winner take all.
As such.
Exactly, a winner take all, no holds barred. You know, battle. You know, for, you know, take all. You know, no prisoners kind of thing. Absolutely. Speaking of that.
And thanks to you and Dave. I really appreciate where this is starting to go. And again, my thanks.
Me too. I appreciate Dave's efforts and yours. So thank you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Yes, my thanks too. I mean, honestly, this is cathartic for me, at least to some extent. I mean, it's kind of painful and kind of cathartic, but I agree with William's sentiments. You know, and along those lines, hopefully this is a sort of continuation of a carry on to what he was saying. Richie from Boston's primary channel was taken down by YouTube. He has the backup, Richie from Boston 2, Roman numeral 2. The two videos that he's published, or actually three now, two of the videos that he's published in the last 24 hours are videos that he's published previously. One titled "What You Need to Know About the Endgame," the other "Alien Deception, This Is Exactly How They Will Do It." The most recent he published about an hour ago, "We Knew This Was Coming." So my question is, does anyone thoughtfully consider why he would republish videos that he's already published? You know, hopefully that, you know, is a carry-on to William's point. Anyway, you know, and again, kind of drawing all of that subject matter together, one of the quotes that rattles around in my mind along these lines, drawn from history, a wise man once wrote, "The prospect now before us in America ought in the same manner to engage the attention of every man of learning to matters of power and of right, that we may be neither led nor driven blindfolded to irretrievable destruction." Nothing less than this seems to have been meditated for us by somebody or other in Great Britain. There seems to be a direct and formal design on foot to enslave all America. This, however, must be done by degrees, etc., etc. That wise man was John Adams. That was an excerpt from a dissertation on the canon and feudal law, published in 1765. You will perhaps recall an interesting defense mounted by a pamphleteer, as he's largely known by history, James Otis. And what also happened in 1765, and how influential, however effective or not, that defense actually proved to be, how influential it was, including on folks like John Adams, who remembered this speech for decades later, not verbatim, but you know, the substance of it. So anyway, yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy, and it has been ongoing for quite some time. I mean, you know, speaking of that, the last thing I'll say, I mention it all the time, but you know, Carol Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment, with that peculiar cover, the British Union as a backdrop to the United States flag, upside down and backwards. Why is that? Inset in the British Union, upside down and backwards. Was Quigley confused? Did his printers just make a mistake? Amazon's book description: Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. That sounds like a conspiracy to me. Let's go back to the phones and grab Tony in Illinois. Tony, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, Chris, I just want to follow up on yesterday's call because I was right at the end of your show. Okay.
Yes.
People need to go to ZeroHedge.com. Are you familiar with that site?
Zero Hedge. Yeah.
Okay. You just go scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, click next, and then you got to go to the second page and go into the middle of the page, and you will see the title of the article: Broward County Officials Opened 66 Investigations of Misconduct Under Sheriff Israel. And I just want to just read a couple lines in the middle of the page of this. Approximately 66 BSO deputies and other employees, including supervisory personnel, were arrested for, charged with, and or convicted of crimes that run the gamut from armed kidnapping to battery, assault, falsifying records, official misconduct, narcotics trafficking, and other crimes involving dishonesty and violence in the years immediately preceding 2013. Okay. And this had to do with some black guy that they whacked, and it supposedly it was not, they shouldn't have shot him, but I'm not going to get into that. You have to cut to the gist here, which my point is that this is just a totally corrupt, okay, police department. Okay. Most of the offenses on the list occurs in the years 2012 to 2013. So this was just
Yesterday when you called in, you mentioned that folks should go back and search the Sun Sentinel archives from 2010. Cops getting caught.
This is when, the 2010 is when I moved out of the county. But I had been, prior to that, for years, I had been saving up these articles in the Sun Sentinel. Okay, so, and this is prior to this Scott Israel. The sheriff was Lombardi or something like this, some Italian guy. So this is prior to Scott Israel. Then, at that time, when I lived there, 2010 and prior to that, he was the head of SWAT, and we did have him at my condo. They put 12 223s in a guy, but that's a whole different story, okay, because our condominium was being looted. I don't want to waste time. After a hurricane, 3 years of repairs, and we were up to $10,000, and the board was looting the place, and the guy went down to the office with a gun. And, but anyway, we had SWAT there, and they blew the crap out of him. But anyway, I don't want to get – all right. So the bottom line is, this police department, the rank and file, was already corrupted prior to this, and this was documented in the Sun Sentinel, prior to this guy walking in, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he walked into the right department, because this guy's dirty as you get.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the point that I'm making is, if Deep State Zog wanted to go to anywhere in the country to find a police department that would cooperate with them, okay, on a false flag, it would be this guy. And it appears that they already had done this in January of 2017 at the Fort Lauderdale Airport, because that shooting there was very questionable, okay, if you remember that one. So, I mean, this is just the epitome.
Questionable doesn't even begin to describe it. Yeah, I mean,
this is
absolutely
just the epitome. This whole department is – well, I made my point.
Okay. I mean, even if you take these stories just at face value in the establishment narrative, to have two incidents of those kinds of proportion, you know, a guy that flies from Alaska to Minneapolis to Florida, to Broward County, Florida, and those are some interesting connections, but a guy that flies down just to shoot some people, and then in the same county, you know, not too long after that, you have this weird incident in Parkland. I mean, shouldn't the community be calling for his resignation, his disgraced resignation? And probably not, you know, like Tucker Carlson said, he shouldn't be running anything.
Well, like I said, I'm not there now. I'm unfortunately, you know, in Chicago, Illinois. Okay, but okay. The second thing that I wanted, it's funny how, you know, I've listened to a lot of radio shows over this. I don't hear anybody from Broward County calling in. Have you noticed that?
You know, speaking of that,
hold me over.
Absolutely. Yeah, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. Broward County Sheriff's Office appears to be an infestation of malfeasance. You know, Sheriff Israel believes that he picked up where his predecessor left off, and many have observed that Nazar Hamza is, CARE-connected fellow, deputy sheriff. And so, folks have speculated if Scott Israel steps down, then will Nazar Hamza step up? And that's just, to me, that's political Zionism versus political Islam kind of right in your face. Anyway, we're on the phones. We have Tony in Illinois on the line. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, okay. Have you been following a series of articles by they're on henrymacow.com. They're also on rents.com. It's by Yoichi Shimatsu. He's a Japanese American. He used to live in Brooklyn, okay, so he knows the Chabad Lubavitch community inside and out, and the Shamrim Society, which is the retired, I don't know if you've heard of them, that's a retired Jewish law enforcement organization that's all around the country, and they have it in Broward County. and it appears that, you know, they could be, you know, this is, they could be knee deep. Have you been following this? You haven't? It's a 5-part series. He's on.
No. Uh-uh.
You really, Chris, you really need to sit down and read this. This guy has this thing nailed. Okay. He has it nailed. He's on part 5, and it's an in-depth read, and like I said, I'm bringing it up. It's on henrymacow.com, which I think you're familiar with. And
yeah, part 5 is titled Hogtied to the Gunfire Department School.
Yeah. So people need to read that. Okay, the last point that I want to make is I mentioned this, and this really ties in what you were, you know, what you've been doing on your show today, you know, about real crime victims. Like when you played that tape of that woman, you know, you could tell. That's the real deal, okay?
Exactly. Ashley Lee, yep.
I just want to go back to, I mentioned this woman, one of these poster childs, and all I could say is, you know, Samantha Fuentes. Okay, all I could say is the woman is it's very suspect. I looked at another video of her.
Well, and, you know, speaking of that, and you made that point yesterday. What's interesting? I mean, it's again doing these active shooter drill deals. You know, they're again DHS, CDP, Center for Domestic Preparedness, and their RPAs, role player actors. DHS brags about the fact that they, you know, use moulage to create fake wounds. And I mean, there are numerous videos that even DHS has put out where they brag about the fact that they dress kids up to look like that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, like I said, I looked at another video. This woman, mm-hmm. This Samantha Fuentes, this is one of the the injury victims that Rick Scott, right. Governor, you know, met with. I don't know if you knew that. And also she talked to Trump. Okay, I just want to get to my point. I'll let the next caller get on. There's a picture of her, you know, in the hospital room with Rick Scott. Okay, and she has her legs bandaged all the way from, you know, almost halfway up her ankles, her chin, all the way up to her hips. Now I assume that's where they claim she got hit, you know, with the actual bullets. Okay,
right.
Where those two bandages on the bottom of her ankles, that's the shrapnel, okay? And then they're claiming that black eye, okay, that she has, that they claim a piece of shrapnel is behind her eye, okay? That's why her eye is black. And then you have, you know, on her cheek and then up on her forehead, those two cuts that look like they were stitched. That the one in the forehead just looks so bogus. I mean, why isn't that black and blue? Okay, furthermore, she got shrapnel behind her eye. Okay, how is she seeing? Okay, she's so lucky she can still see. And a couple days after this with Rick Scott, she's out there walking like, you know, she never had any bullet wounds in her legs. I mean, she's limping a little bit with that thing. It just doesn't look real.
At the very least,
it could be real. It could be real, but it's very suspect. And like I said, her whole logo, her whole routine on CNN, when you compare her and the others to what you just had earlier in your show, you know what I'm saying? It's just anybody could see there's a problem here. Okay?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, thanks a lot. You let me get my points across because I just want people to go to those websites. And look, at the bottom line, the last thing I want to say, hey, this is no joke. Okay, what's going on with this thing? Okay, people are...
Absolutely. Hardcore PSYOP. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health,
More doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. Holy cow. Crazy, crazy stuff. You know, the father that you don't hear from, speaking of parents and students and so forth, that father, you know, that video is going away. All these videos going away. I mean, you know, no surprise. This video, one of the only places I'm aware this is still up, Aces Wild MMA channel, published February 21, 2018. Parkland father speaks out, get rid of feds, get the feds out of our schools. I think I'll download this one because who knows how long this one will be around. But, we'll play this tomorrow. We'll go back to the phones here today, but that's a good video. If he is indeed a father who has a child there at Marjorie Stonemason Douglas High School, and you know, I mean, again, speaking of how Tina Ring and her daughter Ashley Lee sound, this guy sounds like that. You know, he expresses grief, sadness, remorse, and even guilt that his daughter survived. And as he says, a kid, you know, 100 feet away from my daughter didn't. I feel almost guilty, you know, why my daughter survived and this child didn't, as any normal person would. It's a great video. I encourage everyone to watch it. But let's see, where are we here? Some quotes from history, and we'll go back to the phones here. Whoops. Wow. Weird. Yes. I think that's, is that it? Man, I hate it when technology doesn't cooperate. So back to my point earlier, and sort of, picking up and continuing on with subject matter, the idea, the conspiracy, etc. Perhaps you've noticed, you know, I mentioned some of the channels that are being attacked. Even James Corbett did a video recently. That was titled, what the heck is that titled? I don't recall offhand. I mean, there are a number of videos, obviously, that folks have been making. Let's see. Well, whatever. I won't do that right this second. But, you know, along with that censorship, the channels and the videos that are being attacked and taken down, perhaps you've seen the new YouTube notice, like this one that said, I saw yesterday, it said, RT is funded in whole or in part by the Russian government. Yeah, a fact that RT has never hidden, or the Russian government, to my knowledge. In fact, the Washington Post ran an article back in 2008 disclosing the fact that the Russian government has stated RT is a state-sanctioned outlet aimed at, quote, improving Russia's image abroad. So is this supposed to be shocking and scandalous? Well, let's put this psyop in proper perspective. Getting back to, you know, I mean, the clip that we played, the church committee, et cetera, you know, Director William Colby's admissions before Congress, the Senate hearings. So, the U.S. Information and Educational Exchange Act of 1948, remember the church committee hearings in 1975? The U.S. Information and Educational Exchange Act of 1948. Why do we need an act of Congress to thwart the efforts of the CIA, created a year before, essentially, as a result of the National Security Act, ostensibly? You know, again, back to the OSS, back to London's man in Washington, back to Wild Bill Donovan, back to Camp X, back to et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, why do we need an act that prevents agencies from propagandizing the American people? But I digress. Why not just get rid of the agency? I mean, what good comes from it? Again, Richard Sakwa's words. These agencies exist to manage the threat created by their existence. Borrowing from Richard Sakwa's quote, the U.S. Information and Educational Exchange Act of 1948, Public Law 80-402, popularly called the Smith-Mundt Act, was ostensibly enacted to allow propaganda to audiences outside U.S. borders, while again ostensibly preventing and prohibiting the propagandizing of the American people. Why is it okay to propagandize anyone anywhere? Again, the Ninth Commandment seems to be in order to not bear false witness, but I digress. This hasn't seemed to hamper the efforts of the CIA at all, but the CIA in particular, as evinced by the 1975 Church Committee hearings, and specifically Director Colby's shocking admissions, which, you know, we played some of earlier. And in true Brer Rabbit fashion, from the Wikipedia entry I mentioned earlier, CIA influence on public opinion. The section specifically titled CIA response. Because, you know, do you have credentialed journalists that are basically in the employ of the CIA and mainstream media? Yeah, you know all those stories that say, you know, according to an anonymous source, anonymous authorities, you know, sources, you know, anonymous sources, authorities say, but who are not at liberty to speak publicly, but they're speaking. So, you know, instead of having credentialed journalists, what happened then? Well, listen to this. In February 1976, Director G.H.W. Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, 1,000 points of light, New World Order, announced an even more restrictive policy, so-called anyway. Quote, effective immediately, CIA will not enter into any paid or contractual relationship with any full-time or part-time news correspondent accredited by any U.S. news service, newspaper, periodical, radio, or television networks or station. But that's a completely disingenuous point. Basically, all that means is that now we won't know. We'll know less than we knew before. So now we have all of these anonymous sources feeding stories to the same news wires for the same purposes. And if that wasn't enough smoking gun evidence, then the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012 effectively does that. In spite of the CIA's largely unhindered efforts to propagandize the American people, because remember, Ralph McGahee said the CIA is not now, nor has it ever been. This is a 25-year career CIA veteran who received the Career Intelligence Medal, got out and said, okay, this is what I have to say. The CIA is not now, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. In that capacity, it overthrows or supports foreign governments while reporting intelligence, quote unquote, justifying those activities. It shapes its intelligence, even in such critical areas as Soviet nuclear weapon capability, weapons of mass destruction. Incidentally, for those who say, you know, you don't really, you know, I mean, getting back to those who would question, you know, maybe my motives in playing clips from certain outlets. You play Fox News. Well, yeah, sometimes where it's fitting and appropriate. But I will also tell you that when Fox runs the segments like, what was the one that I saw? Oh, this one that they just posted a couple hours ago. New satellite photos show Iran establishing base in Syria. Hey, that's a two-for-one special. Iran and Syria. We can vilify and demonize both at the same time, justify more of the same old nonsense in both places. You know, proxy fighters, so-called moderate rebels, you know, U.S.-backed forces. How many times do we have to hear that broken narrative to get wise to it? Wes Clark's speech 10 years ago, 7 countries in 5 years, finishing off with Iran. Syria and Iran are included. I would point those out. So, you know, hopefully that makes sense. Anyway, in spite of the CIA's largely unhindered efforts to propagandize the American people, speaking of Syria and Iran, its primary target audience, as Ralph McGahee pointed out, again, he said, you know, disinformation is a large part of the CIA's covert action responsibility, and the American people are the primary target audience of its lies. This is from a 25-year CIA veteran. Maybe we should listen. So in spite of all that, nonetheless, the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, tucked neatly away within the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2013, section 1078A specifically, essentially sanctioned the indirect propagandizing. It legalized it, in effect. propagandizing the American people, including taxpayer-funded appropriations. In other words, the criminal enterprise of propagandizing the American people has in essence been legalized, publicized, and at the expense of the American taxpayer. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? And YouTube is publishing messages on certain videos. I mean, I watched an RT video yesterday, and this message, this little, you know, the little information deal, RT is funded in whole or in part by the Russian government. Those who would be outraged might find amendment, the 14th Amendment Section 4, worthy of consideration. So here's my question. Is CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, Fox News at all, are they going to – are there going to be notices on those videos too that CIA News Network is funded in whole or in part by United States national military establishment, military-industrial complex, information intelligence complex, market security state? Is there going to be a disclaimer on those videos? Because there should be, in fairness. The Russian government has never shied away from the fact that RT, as an offshoot of RIA Novostia, has been sort of a, you know, publicity campaign, if you will. That's never been disputed. However, the CIA keeps getting caught propagandizing American people. Now it's been legalized. Is this a problem? America, hello? The world knows. Let's go back to the phones and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good news.
I like good news.
Dylan Radigan is running for Congress in New York.
Right on.
I think he is a good man. From everything I've seen so far, and he is smart about finance and everything else. But you know what's going to happen? He's running as a Democrat. So because of that, a lot of people will not support him, although they can look the other way when a adulterous, wealthy white trash liar, but he's a Republican, runs for office. Okay? Yeah, I'm an independent. And so the thing is, and I'm going on character. I go on character, okay, not party. And so the thing is, I'm hoping he wins. And like I say, because there's a lot of evidence that Dylan's a really good guy, and I think he would be an asset. But the thing is, there's this double standard and this tribalism. The thing is, you know, the Tea Party, in my opinion, has been a massive failure. Every week, there's another sex scandal where another one of these Tea Party guys gets caught and has to resign office because he's been diddling somebody he wasn't supposed to.
It's just part of the PSYOP, though, obviously. Controlled opposition.
Yeah. They're always a victim. Trump in the White House, the thing is, people make excuses for him and don't report a lot of the stuff. Look at this latest thing with these security clearances with his son-in-law. The thing is, see, alt-right news doesn't report. Yeah, I have to go to other websites because they don't report all the stuff that's going on wrong. It's been a massive failure. Okay, from their own character, it's been a failure. And the thing is, that's why I think it's a complete waste of breath to be dogging on kids and women or blacks who take a knee. The thing is, we need to keep a laser focus on those groups like the CIA, the FBI. Dog on them all you want, the corrupt courts, the corrupt cops. The kids and the women did not make this mess. Okay, but the thing is, a lot of people on the men on the right have a hard time facing the truth that it was patriarchal Papa that's been driving the country car and who has been running it in the ditch over and over again. You know, maybe he needs his driver's license taken away. Okay, the thing is, the first step in that is admitting which group has had the power, drunk on power, an abuser of power. All those people in the CIA, the FBI, everything to do with the JFK, RFK, MLK assassination, all these secret societies, good old boys clubs, ABC agencies, the military-industrial complex, those kids and those women had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back. We're headed into a break. Stick around.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Baby.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Crash! Good timing, though. Crash in the break. Crash into the break. Back up as we come out, you know. Funny how that works. Anyway, we're on the phones. We have Renee on the line. Go ahead, Renee. There's one thing I want to mention before we go out, so a little bit of time.
Well, you know, I don't think it doesn't. One, I am pro Second Amendment, especially women. Hey, those two girls that shot up that guy, good for them, okay? So the thing is, I am pro Second Amendment. Absolutely, because, you know, some of the stuff will say, well, she must be. No, I'm pro-Second Amendment. But nobody's talking about grabbing the guns or doing away with the Second Amendment. I don't care if they tweak it a little and say, okay, you have to be 21 instead of 18 to get one of those automatic type of rifles, whatever. Throw these people a few bones, okay? Who cares? The thing is, I have heard nothing that they're going to be going, you know, terms like gun grabber is inflammatory, and I don't think it's accurate from what I've heard. And the thing is, we can't just keep ignoring the problem. Whether a lot of the murder is real, some of it is false flag, but regardless, we have to do something to where, do something about this instead of just ignoring the problem. And so I think we do have to keep an eye on that little hog boy because his dad's FBI. I think it's wrong to attack those kids. I'm sorry, I'm a mom, and I disagree. We have so many bigger targets that are more of a problem than those children.
Well, you know, that's, yeah, you're certainly entitled to your opinion. I would disagree with some of that respectfully, but I certainly respect your opinion, especially as a mom. And, you know, I think the danger we run into, though, like all things, you know, in ROM, Opportunity of Crisis Emmanuel fashion, is to get sucked into an emotional discussion or debate. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Folks, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.